By 1975, we'll perhaps have 200 million people. Well, now, if for our good, the dam should be built for electric power and for irrigation to produce enough so that we have food for our people and for more than our people, well, maybe that's with
it. That can all be, but what I was getting at was to appropriate money for dams and then tax the people to death for the next 15 years to get it. To put it back in there so they can go ahead and pay off the dam. A lot of those people are dead before that's ever paid off.
Oh, yes, that's true. Do
you have any more of those little drinking cups with the prayers on?
Not at present. The man who owns the bookstore, Lester Craft, he was here last night.
Oh, was Lester back?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was there till the lights went out last night. And I went over by and I see the lights were out on Broadwater too, so I thought, well, I could slip in the dark and make them wonder, you know, for a while.
Well, I tell you.
I don't know how long I've been there, but.
Jim, maybe you went by at the time when the city lights went out. We were all on our knees at that time, and we had our prayer service for 20 minutes with the lights all out.
Yeah, our lights were off.
See, the city lights went out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we had a nice group out.
The lights went off when we had our TV on and the Democratic Convention was on.
You think that's what blew?
No. The way they were playing as they want is going to be my bed.
Well, I had the radio on this morning and they said that even the power company doesn't know what caused the...
They
were
off for
about
25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What caused the power
to...
Well,
I thought maybe the Philistines were upon it.
Well, I tell you, I use it as a good illustration. I said to our people now, they had a good illustration of what the world looks like to God when the Lord Jesus Christ is rejected. He is the only light, and when that light is... rejected, how great is the darkness?
Oh, yes, brother. What an apt illustration. How true.